good morning, and thank you so much for joining us today on Galesburg Live.
Good morning.
And we're going to jump right into this. We've had a year and a half to worry about other things, but this month is Immunization Awareness Month, and it's time to get caught up on those vaccinations, right, Michelle?
That's correct. Local public health is always about immunizations and keeping your children and young adults up to date on their immunizations. So during National Immunization Awareness Month, we're highlighting the importance of getting those recommended vaccines.
Right.
Especially important as we start school and many of the children are going back into the schools. We know COVID-19 has impacted your lives, but it's time to get your kids back in to get those vaccines.
Yeah. Are you hearing statistics of, the kids are just not getting their vaccinations at all? Is it because we're concerned that it's not safe? I mean, what are the reservations that parents are having, do you think?
I think a lot of it was many of the schools were remote last year and a lot of places were on lockdown for a short period of time. I know the health department was closed for a period of time and there were other things just going on health-wise. So I do believe we've been seeing parents come back in and get their kids caught up. So I think it's happening and I applaud all those parents. And it's just time to get them caught back up.
Because, over the last several years, there's been the anti-vaxxers out there, and we've seen some outbreaks in some parts of the country of things like measles that we haven't had to worry about for decades and decades.
It is true. We are seeing a decline in some of our vaccine immunization rates.
Yeah.
Because of that, and you're correct, we've seen small pockets of outbreaks of like whooping cough or pertussis, of measles, things of that nature. And, that's not great. A lot of those diseases, we rely on herd immunity to protect those individuals and children who cannot be vaccinated for one reason or another.
Right.
So any drop in the vaccination rate is really dangerous for those people.
That's right. Have we seen anything like that here in this area? I know, again, I've heard of in the other parts of the country, even certainly on the coast, but not so much here in the Midwest where we've seen outbreaks of these things.
Not a lot of it close to home. I believe maybe Iowa on the far west side of Iowa, we've seen some issues come up, but nothing real close to home.
Yeah, great. So it's the health department makes it very easy for you to get your child caught up on their vaccinations. How do we get this started, Michelle?
We do. We administer the vaccines for children's programs. So, those people who qualify for that, who are on Title 19 Medicaid or who have no access to insurance to pay for vaccines, you can get your vaccines for free. And anyone else, really, you just call and make an appointment at the health department and we'll get your kids in to get them all taken care of.
So my wife and I were not the best at keeping up on what vaccinations our kids had. In fact, we just had this happen with our youngest, who is now 22, by the way. They said, you haven't had this, this, and this yet. And we went, what? And they went, so our kids are older now and they look at us and say, why didn't you get our vaccinations? And we thought we did. How do we know which ones we need? What do we have to bring to you, I guess?
Well, they're happy to talk to you about that, but since your kids are older, they're probably in the eye care registry or the vaccine, the Illinois vaccine registry, more than likely. And it's a record that keeps track of what vaccines your child has had. And the record itself, gives the nurses an idea of what's missing. And, there are quite a few vaccines that older or young adults do receive up in high school. And even when they go off to college, like meningitis B is recommended. It's not required.
Right.
But meningitis B is very horrible. So we generally do recommend it.
So you don't have to search your home for any records that that you may have had.
As long as they're in the immunization registry, we should be able to pull them out. Otherwise, the best bet is to try to contact, see if you can get a copy of your school physical from previously from either your doctor or the school.
Okay, great. How about making appointments? Is that, do I certainly call first before
You can call, make an appointment. You can walk in to make an appointment as well. I know our vaccine nurse, if she's not busy, she'll try to accommodate walk-ins. We can't always do it with everything that's going on, and people are usually understanding of that. But you can call or walk in to make an appointment.
Questions about, is it safe to have my, is it safe to get these other immunizations when I've had the COVID vaccination? I'm sure you get these kind of questions all the time.
Absolutely. And early on, they were warning not to combine COVID immediately with any other vaccines because they were still being precautious. But now you can even give them at the same time. So it's perfectly safe.
I'd like to step back just a bit and talk about the both of you. Patrice, how long have you been with the health department?
So I have been with the health department for about 2.5 years as the HR director.
Yeah, right. And you're from Peoria?
I am, born and raised in Peoria, Illinois.
Okay. Had you always wanted to get into the health field? Is this what you've always done? Or?
So I've always wanted to focus in human resource.
Okay.
I love human resource. You have to be kind of a people person in human resource and an open mind just as well.
And it seems like these days, human resources is becoming a pretty important field right now as so many businesses, industries are looking for good people.
Absolutely. There's always a lot of changes. And then especially with, you know, staff of just keeping their motivation and the morale up, it's very important.
Now, the health department was in an interesting position last year with COVID. You had to bring in a lot of new people because of the tracing and all of that. Could you tell us a little bit about that? Were you involved in all of that, getting those people on board?
Yes. So we had to just create a new department from scratch.
Yeah.
And we had to do that immediately. So we couldn't just, you know, we didn't have, you know, 6 months to create this department. So I had to do a lot of recruiting. We had a lot of positions that had to be filled quickly. And then also we had to implement training just as well to make sure that they're doing the proper things that is required for their position.
Yeah, I've met a few of those folks. They were some were recent graduates from Knox College, and
Yes, they're awesome. They're, we have an awesome department over there. I'm very willing to step in whenever we need them to do testing or vaccine clinics. So that is an awesome department.
Yeah, you actually have some openings right now, and we're going to get into them a little bit more specifically later on in our time together. But what were those positions that you currently are looking for right now?
So right now we have a dentist position open in our dental department. We have behavioral health counselor in our behavioral health department, clinical service nurse for medical. And then we actually just have a new position that opened, which is the community health center outreach specialist.
Okay.
That we have open.
Great. Well, we will dig into those here later on in our time together here on Galesburg Live. So, and Michelle, we've had a chance to talk to you quite a bit over the last year on WGIL. Our listeners have become very familiar with your voice because you've been a key person in this whole situation. But how long have you been with the health department?
I have been with the health department 21 and a half years.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
So in different capacities along the way. Right. So
are you from this area?
Not originally, no. I'm originally from Michigan, Central Michigan.
Oh, boy.
Traveled around a little bit in between there and ended up in Galesburg due to the railroad, so.
Oh, okay. And public health, how did you get into that field?
You know, it's an interesting story because my undergrad is in business administration. I have a degree from Monmouth College.
Okay.
And I just happened into the job and just fell in love with public health just because I took the job and really appreciated what they did. And at that time decided I wanted to return and get my master's and started my master's in 2002 and completed it, I believe, in 2009. It took me a little time.
Yeah. And in 21 years with the health department, you've seen a lot of growth and things have changed. You created the community health center. That was under your watch, and right?
Yeah, the Community Health Center program came to the health department. The LIHEAP program, which has grown by leaps and bounds, has come in.
Yeah.
There have been a lot of changes.
That's
just
right.
Overall.
And then without even mentioning the whole COVID thing, which, you know, a director of the health, of a health department, you wouldn't imagine that you would have to be going through something like this. How are you doing after all of this?
I'm tired sometimes, but we just carry on. I think a lot of public health administrators right now are, just as ready as the public to move past this. But, sadly, we're not in that position yet. So we're just doing the best we can to help our communities move through it.
Yeah.
And, we have a lot of great community partners that make my job a lot easier.
Yeah.
To do, especially throughout COVID.
I've had a chance to meet several members of your board. You have a great board.
I have a great board.
Directors, yeah.
I have two boards. I have a Board of Health, and we also have a governance board, which is over our community health center.
Okay. How are your staff doing? How's, your board members and your staff, how are they all doing after a year and a half of all of this?
Well, you heard Patrice mention morale and, work to try to keep morale up. So it's... They've done surprisingly well. I have some very, very, very talented, extremely loyal long-term staff who have played a huge role in this. And we owe a lot of our successes to them. And the community owes a lot to those employees. And for the most part, you can tell they're getting, you get a little burned out.
Yeah.
And I will say over the last month, maybe has been a little rough on them just because, just like everybody else, when the CDC came back and put everybody back in masks indoors. It has an effect because much like everyone else, you feel like we did our job. We did what we were supposed to do. And now it feels like we're taking a couple steps backwards. But, let's all just hope it's temporary and they're taking precautions and we'll get through this fall, maybe okay.
Patrice, we want to talk about some of those positions that you have available at the health department. And the first one we talked about is a dentist. How do you search for a dentist?
Well, that role is a little bit, can be difficult because it's really a specialty position.
Mm-hmm.
So right now we are advertising on Indeed.com for this role. With this role, you just, for the requirements, is either have a DDS or a DMD.
Mm-hmm.
They just do the extractions. Dental hygiene. So it's a lot of, just basic care for dental.
It's also a really good opportunity for somebody who's retiring or doesn't want to run their own office
there
anymore.
You go. Yeah.
We've had a few of those and they're always good for a community health center.
What's your other position that you're looking for?
Behavioral health counselor.
Okay.
So right now we have two behavioral health counselor. We're looking for two additionals to really focus on in the community, especially if focusing with the female clients. There's, times where females may want to talk with a female about some things that's going on rather than a male.
Okay.
So we're really in dire need of just a female counselor just as well, if we can.
Okay. Now, behavioral health is something that also has come up just recently in the last few years at the health department, Michelle.
It is. It was not initially part of our community health center, but it very quickly came in when HRSA, our granting agency, started pushing out money for it. And I'm glad it did. There's a large need in our community for behavioral health services.
Yes.
And for substance abuse as well. But there is a general overall need for at least some situational.
People need to know that these services are available at the health department. And how do they get in touch with? Do they just call, or do they need a referral from a doctor? I mean, how does that work, Michelle?
No, you can call the community health center. Their line's 344-2225, and work on getting in there. A lot of a lot of agencies are experiencing some backlog or some waiting lists.
Okay.
We do our best to get people in as soon as we can, especially if they have a chronic issue.
Michelle Gabriel is the administrator of the Knox County Health Department. Patrice Clark is the director of human resources. Patrice, you've got other positions available at the health department. What are those that you're looking for?
I do. So the next one that we have is the community health center outreach specialist.
Okay.
And this actually really falls into what we were just discussing. nursing. This position is really focused on being in the community, bringing awareness of what things that we provide for in the community health center.
Right.
So they will go out to organizations, colleges, just to inform of what we offer.
Right.
So this is a great opportunity to speak on behalf of the health department of the things that we have. Also, a really fun part of this position is that they can design and create a social media platform for the community health center. So those who are techie savvy, please send your resume in. If you love public speaking, this is the perfect position for them.
Yeah, wonderful. That is a big issue of trying to get the community to understand all of the services that are available at the health department, Michelle, and probably been a big part of your mission.
It is. It's a huge endeavor, and we struggle with it because it's inside of the health department. So, you know, the community health center serves anyone, regardless of ability to pay. But that means from your person who has private insurance with their company down to somebody who has absolutely no insurance at all.
Yeah.
So getting that message out there has historically been hard. But I think this position, which is a fairly new one, I think it sounds like an absolutely fun job. I don't know how Patrice feels about it, but I'm hoping she gets a lot of responses to it because it sounds like it'd be an enjoyable job to do.
That's right.
Absolutely.
We're talking with Michelle Gabriel, administrator of the Knox County Health Department and director of human resources for the health department, Patrice Clark. We have another position that you're looking for, right, for the health department.
We do. It's the clinical service nurse. So this role is an actual LPN role.
Okay.
So they will be helping the provider of just filling orders, lab work, rooming patients, and this is in our medical department.
Okay. Do you find that it's been difficult to get healthcare professionals for any position just because of what's been going on in COVID? You know, do you think they're just, we had mentioned burnout. You know,
I think it's just actually overall.
Yeah.
It is just difficult to find positions just overall, especially of what is going on with COVID. You have a lot of people that are still reluctant of returning to work. So one of my things that I most definitely tell those who are applying that we are following the CDC guidelines for the health department.
Gotcha. Any other positions that you're looking for? Is that...
I think those are all of them.
So how do they get? Can they reach out to you, or how would you like them to get in touch with?
You can go on the Knox County Health Department website. You can apply there, or you can send me an email directly, which is pclark@knoxcountyhealth.org.
Mm-hmm. Leadership during this time of COVID for a staff of healthcare professionals, it's been tough to keep their spirits up. And but you were bragging on your staff earlier, Michelle, that they're pretty dedicated folks.
They are. They definitely need to be appreciated. And Patrice plays a big role in that.
Yeah.
I obviously don't have as much time as I should for, you know, the softer side of keeping up morale and making it. But she does a great job. And I know she's always looking for ideas, and she's always trying to find the best way to do it. So we've been fortunate to have her throughout this.
Yeah. What's one thing that you remember over this time that you were like, I'm going to try this to see if I can help raise some spirits here?
So we created an employee relation committee.
Okay.
So this committee is with several staff, and we just come up with ideas to get staff involved, especially during the holiday season, where, you know, some people was not able to visit family members.
Yeah.
So we decorated the hallways, our doors, just really just celebrate the holidays, just to bring, just boost up the spirit.
Yeah. Happiness at work. That's really a big part of it, right?
It is. Yeah.
It's one thing, you know, there's money, there's benefits, all that, but if you're not happy, you know, it can really be pretty miserable, especially during this crazy. I'm just talking about any time, but especially during this time, to be happy with what you do, that's a pretty tough job for leadership, right?
It is.
Yeah. We were talking about immunizations, Michelle, the beginning of our segment, about getting caught up on vaccinations. And one of those things that I think people we've kind of forgotten about, and it's still around, and that's getting your flu shot.
Yes, it is. We're hearing it's going to be very important to get your flu shot this year. We didn't see a lot of flu last year, but, you know, during that normal flu time, a lot of us were wearing masks and weren't really around a lot of people. So, you know, we really need to be mindful and remember this year to get out and get our flu shots. It's going to be very important.
So just because there's going to be questions, I'm just going to say the words. Getting my COVID vaccination does not protect me against the flu. Those are two different things. They are different things.
Absolutely. They are two entirely different things. A coronavirus is completely different from an influenza virus.
That's right. So that's what, and getting my flu vaccination is also not protecting me from COVID.
Correct.
Okay. I just wanted to say the words.
You need both shots.
I just wanted to say it because, you know, I think there's so much misinformation out there. You guys know that. And we just need to say it. And it's easy to get your flu shot at the health department.
It's very easy. We make it as easy as possible. And it's also available throughout the community. Walgreens right. generally has it. Hy-Vee generally has it. So you see it in your pharmacies. You can get it at your doctor's office. Overall, we don't care where you get your flu shot at the health department. We just would like everybody to get their flu shot.
How young can you be to get the shot?
Flu shots are given 6 months to adults. So it spans the entire age range, and the CDC actually recommends them for all people now. So that's changed over the years. So it's important for everybody to get their flu shot. Mm-hmm. And you can get your flu shot at the same time as you receive your COVID vaccine. So if you have not been vaccinated yet, and you have both available, you can do it at the same time.
Get it done. And then I've heard there's a double dose for older adults. Is that...
There is. It's a high-dose vaccine.
Okay, high-dose.
And it's becoming increasingly popular over the last 5 or so years. And it's really a great shot for older adults or people with immunity issues.
Yes.
It just provides you an extra layer of protection against the flu.
Okay. We're talking with Michelle Gabriel, Administrator of the Knox County Health Department, and Director of Human Resources, Patrice Clark, in this hour of Galesburg Live. LIHEAP. We wanted to talk about this program, and this is something that has come about since you've been the administrator of the health department. What is LIHEAP? What does that stand for?
LIHEAP is the Low Income Heating and Energy Assistance Program. Yeah. I almost forgot the thing.
Yeah.
And it also includes LIHWAP now, which is the Low Income Water Assistance Program. So new this year, the program can assist you with back electricity bills, you know, gas and propane bills, and now water bills. So if you're in arrears on those programs, we can get you some help with that.
How did this come about? How long has this been around here in this area?
LIHEAP has been around for a number of years. It used to be done through the old
it was a Carver
system. And once Carver was no longer there, you know, the community asked us if we would be willing to provide the program out at the health department. It's a huge program. It helps an amazing amount of people, and it puts a lot of money into the community as far as assisting people. Well, and it's of all ages.
This year has been especially, you know, necessary. Programs like that have been more necessary because there are a lot of people who are not making ends meet, and certainly power, heat, water, those fall behind pretty easily.
Yes, and when they get behind, they stay behind, and it just kind of seems to build on itself until people feel very powerless, you know, that they can't get it caught up. So we're happy to help with that, and, you know, we're excited that they're adding water into that. So, you know, we'll be working with every water provider in the county, so nobody will be left out.
Okay.
And we're just excited to move forward with it.
Yeah. How do we get in touch with you about, you know, if someone is interested in learning more about this help, what's the first step?
Well, the program does not start until next month.
Okay.
So you can call the health department, but beginning Monday is when we can start taking appointments for this program. We can take appointments 15 days out. So Monday, we're having a pretty special event because we generally get a ton of walk-ins the first day we take appointments for LIHEAP because there's a lot of people waiting for the program to open up. And because of everything that's going on, and we don't want to have to screen everybody and put everybody through that to come in, we're actually holding our very own kind of health fair out in the parking area in front of the health department.
Okay.
So we'll be taking LIHEAP appointments out there. WIC and family case management staff will be out there. Health center staff will be out there. And we'll be giving vaccines out there as well on a walk-up basis. So it's kind of a, it's we've never really done anything like this, but we're excited. So it's kind of a free-for-all out there.
Okay.
And Patrice is doing something different too. So
okay, you're part of this health fair as well.
I am. So I will have my table out there. So if you're looking for a job, stop at my table so I can talk to you and what and tell you what we offer.
Okay. What are the hours again for the event on Monday?
The event is running from 8 to 4.
Okay, so pretty much all day.
Yeah.
Then. Okay.
Eight to four, and it's right outside in front of our building, and there's tons of health department people there to talk to and health center people to talk to. So even if you don't need anything and you just want to stop by and see what we offer, we're happy to have you there.
Absolutely. What a great way to find out all of the things that the health department and the health center offer.
Yeah, staff are really super excited about
it.
Okay,
good, good. So Monday, 8 to 4 at the Knox County Health Department there on West Fremont Street. We're talking with Michelle Gabriel, Administrator of the Knox County Health Department, and Patrice Clark, Director of Human Resources. We wanted to take the last few minutes of this time, and I know it's been pretty strange to have our, even though we have talked a little bit about COVID in this hour, most of the conversations, Michelle and Patrice, both of you, I'm sure that you've had over the last year and a half has had to do with COVID. So I did want to find out just kind of what's going on here. We've had an uptick in the county. Are we experiencing the variant here? Is that what we're finding, Michelle?
Yes, they have found the Delta variant. Okay. I assume that you're referring to. They found several variants in Knox County. Delta is included. Not a lot of cases.
Okay.
The state health department still tests a 10% sample of all positives to look for variants. So we have found that variant in the county. According to CDC and IDPH, Knox County is in high transmission, which means we are seeing, you know, more than 100 cases per 100,000. And, you know, our positivity rate is growing. So we are in high transmission. We are seeing an uptick in cases just over the last week or two. And this week alone, I think we've seen some growth in positive cases coming through. So, you know, we are still offering testing out at the health department on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. You can call that day and make an appointment. It's done by drive up. We're still providing vaccine at the Bergner's building on Tuesdays and Thursdays, as well as a whole slew of off-site clinics, all of which are available on our website. If you go to knoxcountyhealth.org and click on the virus there at the bottom, there's a whole list of clinics. And, you know, if you'd like us to come into your community, if you feel there's a need in your organization, or you think there's a pocket of population out by you that hasn't been able to get in to get vaccinated, you're always welcome to call the health department and see if we can come out to you to provide vaccine.
Okay. Michelle Gabriel is the administrator of the Knox County Health Department. Patrice Clark is the director of human resources. Are we sliding backwards? Do you feel that?
I think we're increasing. I'm not ready yet to say we're sliding too far backwards. I'm still holding out hope that it'll just be a smaller bump. So we'll see what happens.
So do you see... are you getting the feeling that this is going to get worse before it gets better? You know, are we going to have to start shutting the things down again? I mean, you're not ready to say that yet.
I do believe it will get worse than where we are right now.
Yeah.
I don't personally hope, let's say. I don't really feel they're going to shut everything down the same way they did previously, because we do have, you know, very close to half the population vaccinated.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to have to wait and see what happens with the schools. There's no really great answer for that. Everybody's just trying to make the best decision to keep children safe and do that. But, you know, everybody realizes that whatever's going on makes somebody uncomfortable because it's your children.
That's right. And we are seeing more kids are getting this now, right?
We are. It's popping up in younger adults and younger children.
Yeah.
And they really don't know how long term it's going to affect them, or if we're going to see more hospitalizations of younger children. It's just there's a large hole of unknown, and that makes the scientific community nervous.
Yeah, and of course it makes the rest of the population scared and angry and all of the above.
Yes, it does. There's a whole myriad of feelings.
Right. So the simple things that we can do, social distancing, masks when you're around a lot of other people, and get vaccinated.
Get vaccinated.
Right.
If you have it available to you, please get vaccinated.
There you go. Okay. Well, we're out of time. Patrice, thank you so much for being with us today on Galesburg Live. And again, you'll be at the health fair too. And if people are interested in any of the job openings that you have available, they just come and see you, right?
Yes. I will be out there with balloons.
Okay.
So you can't miss me.
You can't miss Patrice. Well, thank you for being with us today. Michelle, as always, thank you for your information, and thank you for your entire team for everything you do.
Thank you. We appreciate that. I would encourage anybody can fill out an application. Patrice does keep them on hand. So even if we don't have an opening now.
Oh, I do.
That's a great point to make. Okay. So, and again, your health fair is Monday from 8 to 4 at the health department. So looking forward to that. Thank you both for being with us today.
Thank you. Appreciate your support.